Thursday, April 10th, 2008. And you are listening to Bedtime with Rob and Alex with special guest, Little Sweetie. Can you say hi, Little Sweetie?
Hi, Little Sweetie.
Oh, it's a classic.
Hi.
I'm Rob.
I'm Alex. And who are you?
Little Sweetie.
That's right, Little Sweetie.
I got it.
You have an alias.
Right. That's right. Little Sweetie, tonight I was thinking we would try something a little bit different on our internet recording. And I thought we would talk about how we can make sure that when we're...
Alex?
Uh-huh. Yes, little sweetie?
I got something for the internet.
Yes, what do you have for the internet?
Internet.
Yes?
You're the internet. You have internet. I go to bed at bedtime.
Yeah, well, it's actually past your bedtime. Here's what I want us to talk about. I want us to talk about how sometimes it's hard for mummies and daddies who have a lot of fun on their computers.
So, mummy and daddies have a lot of fun in their computers, but little girls don't, and sometimes little girls don't and little boys do.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk about tonight, is what is a good way for mummies and daddies to make sure they don't spend too much time on their computer and not enough time with their babies? I wondered, little sweetie. I was hoping that we could come up with 5 questions that mummies and daddies could ask themselves so they know if they're spending too much time working or too much time on their computer. So can I ask you, do you ever feel like mummy and daddy spend too much time on their computers? Little sweetie?
No.
No? You don't mind it when mummy and daddy spend our time on our computers?
I guess I do.
You do? When does it bug you if mummy and daddy are on the computer?
So, can internet.
Yeah?
With internet again.
Well, can you tell the internet what it's like when you feel like mommy and daddy spend too much time on the computer?
Internet, this is what it's like when mommy and daddy spend too much time. You feel really bad because you really want to have a lot of fun with your mommy and dad. So they just give you a little time to spend time by yourself, but they don't even let you have a little time by with mommy and dad, so they have to. My little sweetie need to get lots of work and energy.
That's complicated.
And that's right, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So we're going to ask some questions.
So I think one question is how to know if you're letting your computer get between you and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing is if you feel like you have to check your computer after work, like if you literally can't leave your computer at the office. I mean, everybody has their occasional nights when they have to, but if you literally have to, or feel like you have to check your email every night after the kids are in bed, or worse yet, dare I say, before the kids are in bed, then it's probably getting in the way.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
Are you finding that you are starting to resent your kids for eating into the time that you need to spend on the computer? There are times, they aren't that often, but I find myself, that comes up and I catch myself feeling that way. And I think it's a really good indicator that something's a little bit out of balance.
Yep. Another sign, and one that we actually, I don't think, have experienced ourselves, is if your kids express resentment towards the computer, if the computer mm-hmm. starts to be a symbol to them of what is keeping you from them.
And just to digress briefly, we're more at the point where we have to fight the kids off to actually have access mm-hmm. to the computer because they want it themselves.
That's true.
And I guess we're going to say.
Yeah.
Internet. This is what we're talking about. When somebody leaves, when my mom and dad leave their computers at their office, they said, "Let's get our computers," but they can't find it anywhere, and they say, "Oh, we left them at the office, but it's too late. They closed it. Let's get them tomorrow night."
Would you like it if mommy and daddy left our computers at the office? Or do you like it better when mommy and daddy bring the computers home?
Home.
Home?
Is it like when you leave something at daycare and you wish you'd brought it with you?
And I just like I left my dog at daycare today. Just big.
Okay. I want to ask you one more question. How do you feel about Mommy's new iPhone?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah? Why do you think it's wonderful?
Because I like it.
What do you like about it?
I don't know.
I wondered if sometimes, does it ever bug you when Mommy's looking at her iPhone when we're out playing? Does it bug you if I'm looking at my iPhone?
Bugs me if Mommy's driving when she's looking at the iPhone.
That was funny, right?
Yeah, it was funny. Because I'm thinking that one last question to ask is whether mobility and the ability to check your email all the time from a palm or phone is creating space for you to spend more time with your family or creating more distractions from being with your family when you're there. And the short answer is yes. It does both, right? Yeah. Sometimes it liberates me, and sometimes I find myself just zoning and checking it, even though I don't really have to.
I think my last question would be, do you find you're canceling plans or breaking promises or backing out of commitments or finding ways to finesse things you said you'd do with them just so you can spend a little more time on your computer? Because I've caught myself doing that. And say, maybe we won't have that, you know, stroller ride. Or, it's looking a little rainy outside. Why don't we just, you know, watch TV while Daddy plays on the computer?
I've got a good last line. Yeah. When you're talking to your other friends about how you can improve about how you can work on your kids' behavioral challenges, your suggestion is, have you tried installing a new, more user-friendly operating system?
Internet. I have a choice for you and me. I could get up in the morning really early, and I could put my breakfast really fast, and put my clothes on really fast, and then go for a bike ride, but I have to draw a first picture of the internet to you.
Would you like to draw a picture of the internet in the
morning? And here's my second question. I have lots of things, so I can go to bed. Here's my third question. This is my own question. So, I had a lot of time, but today I have to a little bit go home. But I'm asleep right now, but not quite, because I need to have a little bit of my Lila time and Mummy time and Daddy time. I'm going to get a sticker in the morning. And here's my fifth question. I listened a lot. So, good night, Internet. I love you.
Good night, Internet. I love you.
Good night, Internet. I love you. And I love you guys.
Okay.
You've been listening to Bedtime with Rob and Alex. You can find show notes and past episodes at socialsignal.com/bedtime. And if you'd like to send us your comments, your thoughts, your questions, your feedback of any kind whatsoever, just shoot it off to bedtime@socialsignal.com. And we take text comments, we take audio comments as well. Thanks for listening.